Okay, class 10 here at Lansdowne School, and as part of our preparations for our GCSE artwork, we're looking at graphic design. I got a very keen artist with me, so hello, your name please.
My name is Augustine.
So Augustine has been working really hard this morning on his artwork. Would you like to explain a little more about what we've been doing this morning?
Well, we've been looking at what different type of our album cover designs in hopes that we can make one our own.
Yeah, exactly. We've been looking at music album covers and the artwork which they come with. And as Augustine mentioned, we're going to eventually design one of these ourselves as part of our GCSE work. So what were your first thoughts? So these album covers, we think normally, Augustine, about the music. We buy a record, we listen to it. But why is the artwork important?
Because say you're walking down the street and you see an album, the first thing that'll hit you is the picture. And that will make the album sell mostly. It kind of gives you a clue about what the music's going to be about.
Yeah, it's your first thing that you see, and you see this picture and you think, that could be for me, that might not be for me. So it's quite a powerful selling message. And that's what we've been learning about with our graphic design in Class 10. Augustine, you chose out an album. It was by a band called Steely Dan.
Well, I think it's Steely Dan.
Steely Dan.
Well.
And can you describe what the image was? It was a bit dark.
It was, well, the image that showed a man lying down and above him four buildings with animal heads raging war at each other. And to me, it kind of looked like that he was, that, to well, it kind of looked like four companies who die at each other's throats, and the employees are left in the middle. Well, that's how it looked. But otherwise, it can mean something different. It does leave a different message, like, well, it can make, you can get what the music is. Like, it could help people find the answer to depression.
Yeah, it was quite a dark sort of cover, and I think that's really good, so you can see that how these images can mean different things to different people. Should we mention briefly about the lettering? Was there any lettering on the album?
There wasn't really much lettering. That's one. It's one that said what the album cover was. Who was the band? And it did leave a title called "Under Royal Scam."
Yeah, and we're a bit short on time, but maybe the idea was the picture was more important than the actual lettering. Okay, we'll have to finish there. But Augustine, that's been brilliant. That's been a wonderful explanation. Thank you.